course, you know, one of the main players in the final hours of Jesus was Pilate. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. He will always be remembered as the man who gave the official order for the world's most infamous execution. But, you know, to read this story leaves me with mixed emotions. I've never been able to decide whether Pilate is to be blamed or pitied. He was drawn into a dispute that was not of his making. To him, it was a Jewish matter, and he didn't want to get involved. But when the accusers of Jesus demanded the death penalty, that required Pilate's participation, because only a Roman official could impose that punishment. But Pilate did his best to evade the issue. His first choice was neutrality, but that option was not possible. He was put in a corner, and he was forced to decide for or against Jesus. Now, in that regard, Pilate is more than an isolated historical figure. He is, in fact, one of us. We all have this instinctive desire to sidestep difficult decisions, but sometimes that's impossible. Now, life will occasionally confront us with issues that offer us three options. We can be for it or against it, or we could be neutral. But more often, the choices are only two, for or against, one or another. For example, consider something as basic as simple honesty. Neutrality on that subject is impossible. I am aware, of course, that none of us is totally honest or totally dishonest. And I think we all know that. But we also know that the main thrust of our lives is towards one or the other. With us, a promise is either a sacred pledge or else a ploy to gain temporary advantage. Our word is either reliable or it is not. You see, in the most basic matters of life, we must be for or against. Neutrality is not possible. Now, Palm Sunday dramatizes that necessity in an unforgettable fashion. Our gospel reading says, "The entire assembly rose up and led him to Pilate." Now, commonly, we think of that in terms of what it meant to Jesus. But today, we are thinking in terms of what it meant to Pilate. How much easier it would have been if the Sanhedrin court had dealt with Jesus themselves and left Pilate out of it. What a comfort it would have been if Herod had accepted jurisdiction over the case. But neither of those things happened, and Pilate was forced to make a decision. Jesus was a disturbing nuisance that the Roman governor would have gladly evaded. But he was not able to. Now, surely we can see ourselves in that picture. Here in the church, Christ is presented in glowing terms. We sing his praises. We celebrate his loveliness. But there is another side to the story that cannot be denied. And that is that Christ is disturbing. He haunts us with lofty ideals. He confronts us with issues that we would rather not face. Who among us has never considered how much easier life would be sometimes if that troublesome Christ and his demands had not come? Anyone who has never felt that way about Christ has never taken him seriously. So let us recognize ourselves today standing in Pilate's shoes. There are days when we would just rather not deal with him. But we're forced to choose, for or against. We must decide. Now, doesn't that seem strange? Jesus lived and died nearly 2,000 years ago. Why should we still have to deal with him today? Well, the answer to that question is found in the quality of his life and work. Jesus was a revealer of truth. The truth about God and human life. If he had been only an individual great within himself, the cross would have destroyed him. He would no longer be confronting the world. But he was more than just himself. John's gospel gives us an enlarged account of his conversation with Pilate. It quotes Jesus as saying, "The reason I was born, the reason I came into the world, is to bear witness to the truth." And that's why we're still dealing with him today. We cannot evade him or destroy him any more than Pilate could. His life was an embodiment of eternal truth. And truth demands a verdict, either for or against. We have to choose. All through history, Jesus affected people that way. To face Jesus was to face a decision. Beside the Sea of Galilee, he talked with two fishermen. Now, we don't know hardly anything about that conversation except how it ended. Jesus said, "Follow me." And at that point, Simon and Andrew had to make a choice. Would they do it or not? In a synagogue in Nazareth, he was a guest teacher on the Sabbath day. And at first, all the people were greatly impressed with him and wondered how this hometown boy had gained so much wisdom. But before the service was over, he confronted them with their racial prejudice. And they were forced to decide for or against him. In the city of Jericho, he had dinner with a tax collector, and that was a fateful hour in the life of Zacchaeus. You see, he was confronted with an ethical choice. Would he restore his dishonest gains and start caring for someone other than himself, or not? Jesus was a disturbing personality, and he still is. I mean, what a relief it would be sometimes if only we could evade him when we wanted to, and just remain neutral. But that's not one of our options. Pilate tried that, and look what it did to his life. For all time and eternity, he will be remembered as the man who sent Christ to the cross. The Roman governor didn't want to do that, but neither was he willing to take a firm stand for Jesus. You know, it's one of the great ironies of history that it wasn't Jesus who was on trial that day. It was Pilate, and he was found guilty. Across the centuries, millions of voices have recited those words that stain his memory, crucified under Pontius Pilate. Trying not to decide was the most tragic decision of his entire life. So, on this Palm Sunday, the scenery has changed, but the issue is still exactly the same. Christ stands before us. We are faced with the kind of living that he represents. We are up against the truth that he revealed. If only we could escape to neutral ground. But that's not possible. Only two options are offered us. Either we are for or against Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.